fact, it was a number of years ago. I'd have to probably get a calculator to get it exactly right. But we were in service here. Mom was at the piano, and she had gotten a call from very close friends of ours who had once attended church here and had moved out to Louisiana. And they had a new child, a newborn baby, and that baby was fighting for its life. And they were calling all the churches around and requesting prayer. And mother had gotten the call, and we was, I don't know, midway through the singing service or something, and she just kind of stopped the service, and she said, "You know what? The God that I serve can reach in Louisiana. Amen. We may be praying here, but," she said, "the Lord that I serve can reach into Louisiana now and touch that child. In fact," she said, "I feel like we just need to have prayer right now." And prayer was made. And it was just a matter of days that we received a phone call, or the mother did, and that baby was touched that very night. And that baby went up, grew on up to be a young lady making music for the Lord, working in churches, and that family. I think all the children were musicians, and it's just to let you know that God does hear our prayers, and He will answer prayers. So listen to this song again, and let it touch you. Maybe you've got a miracle that you haven't seen come to fruition yet. Maybe you're still praying about something, but don't give up on God, because it'll take place in His time. Let this song bless you.
And have you prayed and prayed? Still you've heard no answer, and has your faith grown weak? You feel you're all alone. Don't give up, for the God you serve prayers have been
heard, and the answers on the way.
There's a miracle in the making for you today.
Thank you. Man. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. God is great. Amen. He is so wonderful. Amen. Before we get into tonight's message, I believe Sister Wendy has a testimony, and also we have a very special prayer request. So, Sister Wendy, you want to give the Lord praise tonight? Praise God. Oh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is a miracle man. Praise God. Hallelujah. My, my, my. That should build all of our faith tonight to know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Thank you, Sister Wendy, for sharing that. So grateful, amen, for your wonderful news. And I thank you for giving God praise. Amen. Knowing that God has touched. We have a two-page prayer request tonight, and I'm just going to kind of hit the highlights. A sister, after this morning service, went home, and God laid it upon her heart and to ask special prayer not only for our church but all of our neighbors, those that are sick, those that are afflicted, and especially prayer for all the lost souls, all the lost souls. And also that
the church and the nation and we as a people would wake up and understand that, you know, we need to call on God. This is a time in our nation when certainly things are going really haywire, but we need to call on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
They mentioned that it took a catastrophe before to cause people to come together. I pray that that doesn't happen again. I pray that souls and lives won't be lost to cause us to wake up as a people and as a nation and a church. Amen. Now's the time to get in touch with the Lord, just to pray and basically to get ourselves where we need to be so that we can reach out to others. And I thank God for this prayer request, and I'm going to take it home and I'm going to be praying over it this week, and we may share it in its full at some other time, but let's just pray. Let's join together as we pray in our homes this week and our prayer closets that God will come on the scene and make a way, amen, for all of those wonderful prayer requests. Again, it's not just about us in this little group.
Right.
Amen. There's a lot of folks in this world that needs prayer. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles, you brought the Bibles with them tonight. Go with me to the book of St. Luke. Hadn't God been good to us today?
Amen.
My, my, my. In the book of St. Luke, chapter number 18. I want to begin with verse number 35, if I might, tonight. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. St. Luke chapter number 18, beginning with verse number 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before him rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Can we pray? Precious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your visitation of your Holy Spirit. God, tonight and in this morning's service, God, you've been so gracious to us. Father, help us never, ever to forget your blessings. Father, we thank you for those who came forward tonight and this morning. God, for the miracles that you've wrought. God, for the healings, God, that you've done in their lives. Father, I pray tonight that we would be singularly in one mind and one accord. God, receptive to your word, receptive, God, to your will. Father, I thank you for this people who have gathered here tonight, and I pray that you just open up the window of heaven. God, pour out your anointing. Pour out your blessing, God, in this wonderful prayer request, God, that this sister has taken the time to write. God, I pray, Lord, that you would create, God, an urgency in our lives. Wake us up, God, with your spirit, God, that we may be about your business to pray not only one for another, but pray for the lost and dying in this world. And Father, now I ask you, God, to just be with me. Anoint these lips of clay tonight. God is nothing more than a vessel and an oracle that you might speak to our hearts. And we'll be careful to give you praise and give you honor and glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord praise. You may be seated.
Amen.
I want to share this message tonight, and I know it is a very familiar scripture, and it's probably been preached 20 ways to know it, probably every way it possibly can. But this is where the Lord led me, and I learned a long, long time ago, Lord, you know a whole lot more than I do. So I would desire your prayers tonight that God would give me deliverance to bring what I feel that He's laid upon my heart. And if I had a message title tonight, it would be simply, That I Might See. That I Might See. We find this story, and I remember way, way back when I was just a young, I guess still in my teenage years, maybe if not in my early 20s, there was an evangelist who came and preached a revival, and he preached on this one night, and he really, really sounded, that those words, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I mean, he used the loudest voice that he possibly could to get our attention, and it still to this day rings in my ears. And he was actually conveying the attention that blind Bartimaeus was trying to get Jesus' attention, because he could not see where he was. He could only hear the crowd and the walking down the street and all, and he wanted to make sure that he did not lose his chance, amen, for Jesus to come by and touch him. And that all, every time I read that scripture, I think about that. But the Lord spoke to my heart this week, and I want to share to you what the Lord laid upon my heart. I want us to understand, what would thou that I should do unto thee? It's not that Jesus didn't recognize that he was blind. I want us to understand that tonight. That's the first point I want us to know. Jesus wasn't surprised when he asked, I want us to receive my sight. But he used a word there. He said, thy faith has saved thee. And I thought about that, and what a type and shadow and what a parallel that is to when we are in spiritual darkness and the Lord touches us and gives us that spiritual light, and our eyes begin to open up. And it's not that physical blindness, but it's that spiritual blindness that I see that is prevalent in the world today. And his response was, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Imagine, if you will, a lifetime of darkness, a lifetime of stumbling and groping and depending on others, not able to see the light of day, not able to see the colors, not able to see your family, not able to see anything. Imagine, if you would, and oftentimes we'll close our eyes and or walk into a dark room, and we can feel almost that darkness. It's a very thick darkness and almost consumes us. Imagine, if you will, spending a lifetime and then realizing that there was an opportunity for your eyes to be opened. If I might see, all of that will change. All of the darkness, all of the stumbling, all of the fear, all of the dependency on others will automatically change. My life will be new. And one writer talked about, in fact, it was Mark who gave the same story. And he said that when they called his name, he got up and he immediately cast his garment aside. Now, I want us to pay attention to that. Luke did not record that, but Mark did, and they're recording the same instance, the same story. But Mark said that when they called him, he instantly cast his garment aside. I want you to understand that in that day, the garment was very needful for the people. First of all, it basically identified them as being a blind beggar. You could walk along the streets of Jericho or any surrounding town, and many, many times the people, the only way they had of any kind of money or any kind of help was on the compassion of others, and when they would drop their money then. And many times, if you go back in history, this particular cloak that they had, a lot of times it protected them. Sometimes it was their only means that to have a place to sleep. And many, many times they say they would take this cloak and they would lay it down either in front of them or over their lap. And that's where the people passing by would chunk in the little change, and that would be their dependency. And I want you to understand, the reason I'm going into that is because immediately when they called him, he cast that aside. I said he left that behind. He realized that there was fixing to be a transformation. How many knows where I'm headed? Amen. How many is thankful for that transformation? He knew, amen, that when he knew that when he went to Jesus, he would not need his past anymore. He would not need that dependency of that cloak. He would not be identified anymore as a blind beggar. In fact, his life would change forever for better. Amen. He would no longer be dependent on others to lead him and guide him around. He could see the morning sun in the morning. He could see the stars at night. He could see the colors of the sky. All because Jesus passed by and he had faith to believe. And when he went up to Jesus, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said that I might receive my sight. And God began to speak to me that I might see. That I might see. Even though we can see naturally, even though we're not hampered with blindness, I believe there's times that we can't really see what God intends for us in our lives. And I began to pray, and I began to ask God, where are we going with this? And I began to say,
Lord, that I might see. Lord, that I might see. I know I've been preaching for years, but Lord, I need to see. Lord, I'm dependent on You, but I need to see. Lord, I'm filled with Your precious Holy Spirit, but I need to see. Lord, I need to see what You want me to see, not what I desire to see. Now, I want to see what You would have me to see. And I began to think about that, and I began to think, Lord, that I might see. And I came up with five things here that I began to think in my mind, and I began to jot those down, and that I might see, first of all, spiritually. Man. How many knows that we need to be spiritually minded? How many knows that we need to be submissive and obedient to God's Word? And sometimes if we're too consumed or with the things of the world and we're seeing all of these things, we're not slowing down enough to see spiritually through the eyes of the Lord, how that He would open up our eyes and see. One thing that was remarkable, it said immediately He received His sight and followed Him. Glory to God. How many is thankful when you receive your spiritual sight, you begin to follow Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. That's the first thing that I mentioned. Lord, that I might see. The first thing that I want to see is Jesus. I'm not talking about seeing Him physically, but I want to see Him spiritually every day of my life. Why? Because I am dependent on Him. Why? Because I can't make it without Him. I know that with Him all things are possible. And I know that with Him I can do all things. Amen. Through Christ. And I need to see Jesus. I need to see what He would have me to do in my life. I need to see Him when I'm making decisions. I need to see Him when I'm praying in my pastor's study. I need to see Him when I'm anointing and praying for others. Amen. I need to believe as well. Amen. And I need to see Jesus. Glory to God. I've often told folks when they come and say, Brother Eddie, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I just can't really seem to pray through and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they say, how did you do that? And I tell them, you know, it's so simple. We make it so difficult. We make it so difficult. It's a gift. Hallelujah. It's a free gift that Jesus Christ Himself has died on the cross of Calvary. And He said, I'll go away, but I'm coming again. And I'm going to send a comforter in Your name. This free gift. Amen. And I begin to tell them, you know what really, really made me understand and know when I was praying in the altar for the baptism, the thing that I needed to see was Jesus. And in my mind, I begin to envision Him hanging on the cross of Calvary. And you've all seen it. You see the artist depiction of a little bit of blood that trickles down. Can I tell you that that's not an accurate depiction of Christ? The blood flowed down. His side was pierced. His head was driven with the spikes and all that they planted upon His head. And they drove spikes, not little nails, in His hands and in His feet. And I begin to see at the altar that blood pouring down. And that blood, amen, that spilled on the ground, that was for my redemption. That was for my sanctification. That was for my filling of the Spirit of God. Lord, that I might see. That I might see. Lord, I might see You in my life. Lord, I might see You in my obedience and in my ministry as my Savior. That I might see You as my Redeemer. That I might see You as my strength. And I don't think it stops there. I think our sight needs to go on beyond that. Lord, that I might see. Lord Jesus, I pray that I might see the good in my neighbor. Because before I was saved, I had a tendency to see the bad in my neighbor. How many knows and will give me a testimony that people still today are seeing the bad in each other rather than the good? I'm not condoning the bad. I'm not compromising the bad. I still call sin, sin. But let Jesus cleanse them. Don't let me judge them. God didn't call me to be a judge. He called me to be a servant. That's what a minister is, one who attends to the needs of others. Lord, when I look at my neighbor, let me see the good in them. Let me see the potential in them. Let me see what you could do with them in their life. And let me, Lord, don't let me put them down. Don't let me berate them in any way. Help me to pick them up and lift them up and see the good in them, Lord, that I might receive my sight so that I can see the good in my neighbor, so that I can see the good in people. Amen. And the potential that God can use them. Amen. How many knows? We sure wasn't perfect. God didn't pick us because we was perfect. He chose me because I was imperfect. Because I was lost and I was undone and I needed Him. Lord, help me to see the good in my neighbor. Help me to see the good in people. Help me to give them the benefit of the doubt. Lord, give me spiritual eyes. I'll say it like this. Lord, help me to see through the eyes of my grandmother. Amen. My precious grandmother. I had precious grandmothers on both sides. Amen. But Granny Allen, she was something else now. She was a special, special saint of God. She would not say anything bad about anybody. And if she couldn't say anything good, she would say, "We just need to pray for them." I can hear that sweet little old voice ringing now. You know what? Jesus touched her eyes. Glory to God. I'm not talking about the 2020 vision here. I'm talking about the 2020 vision here. He touched her eyes. He touched her heart. He touched her eyes so that she could see the good in her neighbor. So that she could see the good in people. And not put them down, but lift them up and pray for them and encourage them. Lord, that I might see. That I might have that ability forever to change my life. Lord, that I might see ahead and not behind. Lord, that I might focus on the future and not the past. The Apostle Paul, many folks said his eyes were blinded, and some said that was a continual thorn in his side that he prayed for. I don't know. I can't validate that, verify that. I just know that he prayed 3 times. For a thorn in his flesh, whatever that was. And you know what? He didn't give up on God and say, "I'm going to quit preaching. I'm going to quit evangelizing." He said, "Nevertheless, I'm just going to keep on anyway." Amen. Praying. For... But I believe the Lord touched his eyes. Amen. I believe he gave him that spiritual ability. Because the Apostle Paul said, "This one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind, and I press toward that mark." Amen. Lord, that I might see not what I used to be. Lord, that I might see not what I used to be involved in. Lord, I thank God that you've forgiven me. I thank God that you wiped the slate clean. A lot of people can't get past that. Don't you understand? Satan always tapping on your shoulder. Said, "How can you be a servant of God when you know what your past is?" Let me tell you what my past is. It is exactly that. It is the past. It's under the blood. Jesus Christ forgave me. Thank God that He forgave me. Had He not forgiven me, I would still be dwelling in the past. But since He blessed me, since He anointed me, since He forgave me of my sins and He saved me, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. I'm looking forward to what God can and will do in this time of revival. And I believe it is a time of revival. Whether we're on fire or not, I believe it's a time of revival. Lord, that I might see, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward that mark. Lord, that I might see. That I might see light and not darkness. Can I tell you that a bad attitude is contagious? You can be feeling pretty good. You can be feeling kind of good about life and get next to somebody and for 15 minutes they tell you everything that is wrong. Before you know it, your whole attitude has been affected. Lord, help me to see light. Help me to see goodness. Help me to see righteousness. Help me to see the potential in somebody. Glory to God. Not just look in a gloomy, dark world. Amen. God delivered me from that. I remember as a young boy, There was times when I would close my eyes and there's just things going through my mind. I mean, I just Brother Vic was talking about it today, how aggravating it is to try to go to sleep and can't. And I remember as a young boy, many things just kind of crowding my mind, and I'm not saying really evil and perverse things, but things that I shouldn't have been thinking about because God was too good to me. I was thinking about sickness. I was thinking about dying. I was thinking that I might never see another day. It was through a time that Mother was battling with her nerves, and we had lost a baby sister at birth, and it was one of those times when it was very, very difficult to see light. But those are the times you really, really have to make it a point to see the light of the Lord, because Satan would like to have you groping in darkness. He would like to have you with a negative attitude. He would like to pull you down. He likes to tell you, you can't do it. You'll never do it. You'll never amount to anything. God doesn't love you. The church doesn't love you. Pastor doesn't care. He'll tell you all of those things. But God, help me not to listen to that. Help me not to look at that. Help me to look at light, God. You are that light. You're not only the light, but you are the life and truth. Help me to look to that, Lord, that I might see. That I might see differently. A positive attitude. An I can attitude. Daddy used to tell me, can't never could. So what's his saying? Can't never could. Can't never could. Amen. If you're going around saying, I can't do this and I can't do that, you'll never get it done. But if you have a positive attitude, Lord, I can pray more. Lord, I can knock on doors. Lord, I can get in the Word more. Help me to see what you would have me to see. Help me to look and see, Lord, that my eyes would be opened. Finally tonight, Lord, that I might see God's will. We can't always do that. Can't always see God's will. Abraham, we've been studying about Abraham. Abraham was directed by God to leave his family, to leave his wealth, to leave all those things behind, his places where he was born, and all of those things that were familiar to him. And God said, go to a place that I'll show you. Amen. He couldn't even see. He didn't even know where he was going. He didn't know where his destination was. But he knew that if it was God's will, I can see God's will. Amen. I can follow God's will. I remember asking my precious wife when God was dealing with me for the ministry. And, of course, I had talked to her and I said, how would you feel about being married to, I told you this, how would you feel about being married to a minister? And she said, who you got in mind? And I said, I said, no. And I said, she said, well, if that's what God wants you to do, then I will support you. And I was talking to her one day and I said, well, I really want to follow the leading of the Lord. And I said, just, you know, for my confirmation and my ease of mind, if God calls me to go to a different place, would you go with me? Sure, if that's what God's will. I said, what if God calls me to go to Nairobi? She said, bye. And the reason she said that, she said, he hadn't told you to go. She said, if he tells you to go, we'll talk about it. But you'll probably still go by yourself. But let's say it was God speaking. Could we have the faith of Abraham? Could we say, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done? Good. Lord, that I might see. That I might see what you would have me to see. Not the perverseness in the land, not the evilness. I know it's there. I know it abounds. But God, let me see your righteousness. Lord, let me see your strength. Let me see your love. Let me see your grace. Let me see your mercy. So that I can convey that to others, amen? So that they might be able to open their eyes and see what you would have them to see. What would you have me to do? Lord, just let me see. Let me see through the eyes, Lord, that you would have me to see. Many, many times, God has to awaken us. He has to show us again. I remember the story of the prophet who was surrounded by the army that was coming, and his servant, you know, was all upset, you know. And it was Elijah or Elisha one. I get the J's and the S's messed up. One of them, Elijah, I believe it was. And anyway, he looked, and And the servant said, you know, what are we going to do? And he prayed for his servant's eyes. Said, Lord, open up his eyes so that he may see. Let me tell you something. Just because he could not see them doesn't mean they wasn't there. Because when God prayed, when the prophet prayed and God opened up the eyes of the servant, he looked and he behold, all around them was angels with flaming swords. Amen. Sometimes we can't see. We can't see God's got a hedge around us. Sometimes we can't see that there is a miracle in the making. Amen. God, that I might see, that I might believe, that I might trust you, Lord. Whatever I'm going through, Lord, give me eyes of faith that I might see. Because we don't walk by sight. The Bible says we walk by faith. Amen. And the only way that we can walk by faith is to say, Lord, let me see what you would have me to see. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You remember this morning? And Jesus stood. He stopped. And commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Jesus spoke the words, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. Hallelujah. How many knows it takes faith to be born again? It takes faith to be able to see the eye through the eyes that the Lord would have us to see. But my earnest and sincere prayer is that I will see things a little different. Amen. I've been saved for a long time. I've been preaching for a long time. But you know, sometimes our spiritual eyesight grows dim. How many has ever had an eye exam? When you see I'm wearing glasses, so I have to have help. But I remember several years I struggled and I would press my eyes so I could clear up the television, or when I was reading something it would give me a headache. And I remember when Penny said, you just need to go and have your eyes checked. And I finally did, and I sat there and he began to do those things, and you know, and all of a sudden, man, things just lighted up. I mean, things got clear. Which is the best, this one or that one? Oh, that one was this and that, and that boy's getting clearer all the time. Come on. Amen. Come on. It's getting clearer all the time. Amen. Why? Because we went to the Lord. Said, Lord, that I might see. That I might see. Clear it up. Clear up my spiritual eyes. Clear up my eyes of faith. Help me to see these good things. Help me to not be so quick to judge people. Help me not to be so quick to put people down. But in other words, to lift them up and pray. Give me the eyes, Lord, that you would have me to see goodness in my neighbor. And see you in everything in my life. Because I found out I can't walk without Jesus. I can't talk without Jesus. Amen. Everything that I would do is not worth doing without the Lord. But thank God he's always there to help us. Amen. Do you love Jesus? Do you love him with all your heart? Give him praise tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Would you stand? Would you stand? Hallelujah. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. I know this altar's been full this morning and tonight, but